In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Got a lot of things to talk about. We should mention big sports news over the weekend. So I watched, many of you did, a lot of people watched that Game 7 of the World Series. When you want, if you want to think of a game that's exciting, that would have been
it. That was exciting.
Yeah, I guess so. But like that game was just crazy. You got two players almost colliding to catch that ball by the Dodgers that could have changed that whole game and the ending as well. The whole thing over the foot on the on the home plate. Was it up? Was it down? Oh my gosh!
Up, down, left, right. In the end, though,
yeah,
they go to extra innings again.
Yeah, like 11th.
11th.
Inning,
this
right?
is a top of. This is the second most exciting thing that can happen in baseball. The first being bottom of the inning,
right.
Home run. But this was Will Smith. Is that right? Will Smith?
I was thinking of the one who hit the one to tie the game.
In the seventh. Yeah, the
that
seventh.
Was the one to hit the that hit it in the
That was
ninth.
A better call. You're right. I made the decision to go toward the end of the game.
The
it's
ninth,
my bad.
The ninth inning. So my son's at a party, and he wanted Toronto. I wanted the Blue Jays, too. And he's like, three more outs, Mom. And I said, nah, they squandered their opportunities. That's not enough of a lead. I was so nervous. And then it happened.
And then, the game wrapped
it
up.
Changed. Very drastically.
Bottom of the inning, double play ends the game. If you want to. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they had a guy on third with one out. Don't hit the ball on the ground in the infield.
I mean, I think it's harder than just saying don't.
Yeah, but still.
They should be at that level. You're right.
At that level, you should know. I mean, I'd rather you go and bunt the damn thing. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I thought they had a hope right there, right? One out thinking, all right, just a pop fly. Nah, double play.
Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations for the Dodgers. That is over. Anyway, boy, things were looking okay for half of a football game for the Penn State Nittany Lions. I don't know what happened during that half, but maybe you shouldn't have even gone into the locker room.
I feel like Ryan Day, the coach of Ohio State, said to the team, look, I know we took a vote and you guys were like, we don't really even have to play hard. But we need to play hard or they're going to lose. And they went out there and
but
they played.
All these things that worked for Penn State, they just stopped doing. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ryan did. Like, I'm sorry.
Did they stop doing them or did they just kind of.
They stopped calling those plays. How much did Catron Allen run afterwards?
It seems like they good teams will adjust.
Oh, it was bad. And then they have these trick plays. And unfortunately, you do trick plays, I think, when you're not feeling the most confident. They have no wide receivers that can get any space, so you can throw them a ball.
The problem with trick plays, and again, I always go back to this, Cleveland Browns like to do trick plays, too. And the thing is, trick plays reminds me of magic. And magic, when you do something that's a great trick, people go, ooh. The problem is, when Penn State does them, they just fall flat. Like, it's all the razzle-dazzle without the...
without any payoff.
It's like a magician coming out going, look, nothing in my hat. And then all of a sudden, he trips, he falls off the stage, and a couple rabbits run across the stage. It's not exciting. Right. It's not fun. And you see all the secrets. They don't have any big plan. When they work, they're great. But when they fail, you look stupid.
Look, here's one thing. I'm on social media, and I have a lot of ex... I follow a lot of different college football people. you know, of all different state teams. I can't tell you how many different fans of teams were wanting their coaches fired after this weekend. Clemson people were complaining. Yeah. Auburn people were complaining. What else am I missing? There were some other notable, you know, teams that didn't do as well. Dabo Sweeney, I guess he got fined. He's the coach at Clemson. And he got fined, let me see, I think like $10,000 or something for, anyway.
Pennies for him.
I know, but look, when we complain, you know, about Penn State and the situation, I mean, we're at a point now where I don't know what heart is left.
There's nothing.
I don't know if there's anything left.
I think the biggest sign of heart and hope was Drew Aller on the sideline. But even that, I didn't see him in the second half. Maybe he went home. No, I don't think he went home. But, you know, you don't have much. You know, I just think there's a lot of players on there. Even like, you know, what's his name? Sutton. In the first couple of games, he was a killer. And I kept thinking, this guy is really going to do well. He's going to come out of nowhere and be a top draft pick. And I think a lot of these guys are probably pretty bummed out that the spotlight is off. If anything, it's on them for all the wrong reasons. And some of these guys are really going to see real life implications as they try to move forward with their careers. So I think it's just the best players are even feeling down on themselves. If I had a guess.
Is it less fun when these players in college are getting paid? I just asked that question.
Is for who, the fans?
I think for everybody. For everybody and everything. Because there are some who believe that if they get paid, they don't need to work as hard, or they're not trying as hard, or if they're not on a winning team, they may not play as hard because they don't want to injure themselves in case they're going to go in the draft or in the portal or what. You know, it's almost like, oh, if I can't, if it's not going to happen this season, what are, you know, what can I hope for next? I mean, honestly, if you want to go in the NFL, they don't want to watch somebody who also gives up. That's for sure. But
I was looking it up. It's less than, it's 1.6% of college players even get to the NFL. So I don't know how.
But in the portal, they can make money.
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons to stay in college now because of the money. But I also think it's the way it's designed. It's not great players make great money. It's if you're an influencer, if you're somebody who is someone people talk about, it doesn't matter if you're like, you can be just a flashy personality that's right on the team and you can make more money than the star player. So it's not based off of great play equals big money.
I just think people are also going to have less less patience with the coaches.
Oh, absolutely. We're seeing that totally.
And if there's no loyalty to a team, you know, I think that's one of the things people like is someone's going to be on a team and you're going to believe in them year after year. And this, and the way it happens now, anything can happen at any time. Miami lost as well. Vanderbilt lost. So those were some of the more notable losses. Duke beat Clemson, as we mentioned before. So right now, Ohio State and Indiana stay 1-2.
At least we don't have to face any.
Yeah, we have Indiana this coming Saturday.
I watched one or two drives of that game, and I saw their good quarterback, Fernando. I keep on Ventura, but it's not Ventura.
I can't remember his name. But
he's really good. And he threw an interception. I was like, oh, okay, I'm jinxing this guy.
They're great. I'm really hoping I'd love to see them beat Ohio State. That would be really nice because
Mendoza, by the way. Fernando Mendoza.
Ohio State, they're just nasty. Did you see some of their chants? They did the Penn State song and said blank Penn State instead of we are Penn State.
They said blank you Penn State. We know it as the Penn State song. They know it. They play it at their games, too. I think everyone plays that kind of like that boom.
Yeah, but
boom,
they did
boom,
it
boom,
with
boom,
the chants
boom.
And then were nasty. Yeah, I mean, they even were hassling Drew Aller with an injured leg getting off the field.
I was thinking about this.
Talk about being crappy winners. I hate crappy winners.
I went into this game thinking, well, Ohio State has really nothing to prove. And then it hit me. I was like, you know what? Maybe they do. They started the season ranked lower than Penn State.
Yeah, but they've been riding high since.
They have, but still, when you have that kind of disrespect in the beginning and you see what, I feel like they were ready to put a spanking on us.
But we don't have a coach and our quarterback is injured. So look, I expect that you're going to do well. I'm not saying to give mercy and not play hard.
Sure.
You're going to play hard.
I think it could have been a lot worse.
I'm just talking about being nasty. I just don't understand the nasty. So What else was I going to say about that? Because there was
nastiness.
Well, we have Indiana. Really, I don't even know if we know. Do we know what time that game is? The last I saw it was either going to be a noon or 3:30.
I hope they don't pick a time and cancel it. I'm just not ready for this.
I was going home to watch that game. I was doing something up until noon. I put it on the radio. I thought, I'll go home, watch it, and then I'll go grocery shopping.
I did know this. It's an earlier game.
And then I said,
game.
Nah, I'll just go grocery shopping. And I just listened to it for the first half.
It's a noon game because next week, I don't know if you know this, but there's like a fake Taylor Swift concert.
There's like a
tribute thing.
Okay.
And it's going, I forget where it is, Dunmore maybe. And my daughter and all her cousins, and they're all going to this thing. So my wife's like, I'm so happy the game is early so I can still get, because she thought she's going to have to miss the game.
All right. So it's a 10:30 pregame, 12 o'clock kickoff. All right. We'll have that for you here on WILK. Okay. So number 3, Texas A&M, Alabama at 4, Georgia at 5, Oregon number 6, Ole Miss is 7, BYU number 8, Texas Tech at 9, and it's Notre Dame at 10. And those are your right now, the updated college football rankings. That's the coaches' poll.
And like the Eagles, the Browns didn't lose this weekend, so I'm feeling pretty good.
I know, it was nice.
5 weeks are nice.
It was nice not to be worried about things, but I guess the Eagles are now at the top of the NFC East because the Packers lost yesterday. So,
did you see any of the football games, by the way?
I did.
Did you see the Bengals? Mm-mm. Against, who was it, Bengals and I want to say Raiders. Was it Raiders? No, it wasn't Raiders. Anyway, that game went back and forth. I forget.
I did see the score while I was watching something.
It was like 20-something points in the last like minute of the game.
Yes.
And just went back and forth.
Yeah,
and
they
back
had like 3 touchdowns, I think it was in the last 3 minutes. That was a crazy game.
Joe Flacco was like, I'm Superman.
What was up with Patrick Mahomes? What a big whiny little baby after that game.
He's not playing like he used to play.
Kansas City. Who were they playing last night?
The Bills.
That's right. Oh, gosh. It was a great game, wasn't it?
I watched that game. I fell asleep. The Bills did end up winning.
They did end up winning. It was great to see. But afterwards, there's this video of Josh Allen, you know, going up to Mahomes. And Mahomes is whining about offensive offside, blah, 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 blah. Terrible call. It's like, whoa, dude. Like, suck it up. He's a baby, isn't he? He's a whiny little baby.
I think you have a tendency to do that when you're he's only 30. It's still pretty young.
What?
For a
play. I think they've won how many Super Bowls?
He did so well right out of the gate, and then he dropped off. Imagine being washed up, people saying.
Imagine having the cameras rolling and looking like a whiny little baby, especially when you're going up to the other quarterback. God.
I think it's easy to understand that.
And this is why
it's
easy to not like him.
Yeah.
Because he's a whiny little baby. Oh, well, too bad. So sad. Tomorrow is election day, so there are a lot of races going on across the country, but don't forget, some of the most important ones are the ones right here at home, so there will be a lot of different ones that affect you directly. We're not just talking, you know, mayors, but sometimes you have councils, you have school boards. A lot of them, and sometimes they're just not sexy enough for people if you don't have, like, a presidential race. Or a senator race, right?
You'd think Supreme Court justices would be important, but I don't know if a lot of people are really... I mean, people I think are paying attention, but...
You mean the ones about retention in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Vote yes on that, folks. We don't need nutsos running things.
Okay? I won't tell you what to do, but vote.
Vote yes. Go for it. All right. Taking a look at what Donald Trump, the president, had to say... On 60 Minutes, he sat down with Nora O'Donnell. And I guess one thing we didn't hear about was he commented on the fact that he got paid money from CBS. Remember about the Kamala Harris? Yeah, the whole settlement thing where these guys...
These settlements everywhere.
These companies are idiots, right? They're all idiots because they go, oh, we don't want to lose our access. And it has nothing to do with legality. He boasted in his interview that 60 Minutes paid me a lot of money. But of course, we didn't get to see that. They're going to play that for us. Look, this is a guy and an administration that is increasingly out of touch or in any way knowledgeable about things for most people. I mean, I think he's tone deaf in the fact that he went to this great Gatsby party at Mar-a-Lago the day that we're hearing about SNAP
benefits.
Like
most Americans, you didn't go to a Great Gatsby party in your neighborhood?
I mean, of all, the Great Gatsby is just the perfect. Between that and him, like, completely, you know, did you see the Lincoln bathroom? He turned that into the most gaudy, ostentatious thing. Oh, dear Lord, the marble and the gold. This is a guy who's building a palace while people and the peasants are just, you know, scraping to get by. Completely out of touch. All right. So one of the things he was asked about has to do with this real overuse of force by some of the federal officials in these ICE roundups. And again, you and I and other people, I think most people would agree. You've got a warrant for someone. They've been a criminal. They've been doing something violent, whatever it may be. You can apprehend them and deport them. The problem is that there are people who are getting rounded up who are either nonviolent American citizens or have the proper paperwork to be here. And it's very violent. I was like stunned, but I shouldn't have been when he was asked about this.
Have some of these raids gone too far?
No, I think they haven't gone far enough because we've been held back by the judges, by the liberal judges that were put in by Biden and by Obama.
You're okay with those tactics?
Yeah, because you have to get the people out. You know, you have to look at the people. Many of them are murderers. Many of them are people that were thrown out of their countries because they were, you know, criminals.
Well, you promised in your campaign that you were going to deport the worst of the worst.
That's
violent criminals,
oh, we're doing that.
Rapists.
Well, that's what we're
but
doing.
A lot of the people that your administration has arrested and deported aren't violent criminals. Landscapers, nannies, construction workers,
landscapers,
farm
are
workers.
Criminals. Yeah. Now, look.
The family of U.S. service
landscapers
members.
Landscapers and I need farmers more than anybody, okay?
Is it your intent to deport people who do not have a criminal record?
We have to start off with a policy, and the policy has to be you came into the country illegally, you're going to go out. However, you've also seen you're going to go out, we're going to work with you, and you're going to come back into our country legally.
That's a lie. Well, that was a lie. By the way, the beginning, she did go through numerous different videos that we have seen of people who have been violently apprehended. So it wasn't simply, do you agree with how these people are being deported? She pointed out about people that were violently apprehended. These are people that are not violent criminals. And his heartless, completely detached comments. So if you think he may be going too far, he doesn't think, at least his message to those people is, you haven't gone far enough. That is nuts. Completely nuts.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's a lot of races going on statewide that people might care about, in addition to some of the local ones, which are the ones that will impact you the most.
I think people are finally starting to realize that. I think it happened in the past couple of years where they realize, you know, those elections we usually ignore. Mm-hmm. That's where the important stuff
happens. Yeah, but we haven't really seen a big uptick in the amount of people that turn
That's
out.
Also true, but people are at least aware that there might be a reason to vote.
People across the country formed long lines for free meals and groceries at food pantries and drive-through giveaways this weekend. Monthly benefits through SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, were suddenly cut off because of the ongoing government shutdown. Just remember, the president can release money that is in a contingency fund to allow these benefits to continue, but he will not do
it
that.
It would help. I found this out this weekend. I wasn't really paying super close attention. I guess it would cover most of this month.
Yes, it would. And
then we're, you know,
I mean, it's still something, right? Until we can come to some kind of an agreement, it would. But there really is nothing that is going on. It seems to be, he says, that he is not willing to negotiate at all with Democrats. And he's asking the Senate Republicans to eliminate the filibuster because they could do that and pass this thing as well. But people started going on their health care exchanges. I don't know if you've seen over the weekend where people were posting the increases that they are going to have to pay. And it would be nice to know that they might be able to extend those subsidies, but it doesn't seem that matters to them at all.
Republicans keep saying, you know, vote to open it, we'll negotiate.
There's no trust to have there because there's nothing. There's no faith. There's no faith that they'll do it. They have no plan.
But they don't. But also, they don't. Like, the Democrats aren't negotiating anything right now. So if they stay closed, what's happening?
They have no plan. They had no plan.
They
had concepts of a plan. All right. This is how out of touch the president is with how you and I and others deal with the high prices, whether it's at the grocery store, try and buy a car, a house. Never mind just everyday staples. He was talking to Nora O'Donnell for 60 minutes, sat down with her for an interview when she got to the economy.
Just hit an all-time high. Doing really well.
Can I ask you, Mr. President, on that point, though,
yeah.
When the stock market is doing well, that doesn't affect everybody. Not everybody's invested in the stock market.
It does.
But there have been grocery prices.
No, 401ks. People are 401ks. Their 401ks are double what they were a year ago.
But for people that don't have 401ks or not invested in the stock market,
but
they've seen their grocery prices go up, inflation.
No, you're wrong. They went up under Biden. Right now, they're going down. Other than beef, which we're working on, which we can sell very quickly.
He needs to go grocery shopping.
He's nuts to say that. Go grocery shopping. He has no clue. No. Absolutely no clue. He's too busy right now at a time when there should be austerity, building up bathrooms, putting a ballroom in, doing a great Gatsby party over at Mar-a-Lago, you know, like all the rich playing and having fun while people are struggling. 41% of people have no money in the stock market who don't have these 401ks that he's talking about. And, you know, of the 59% who do, how many of them can actually even touch that money
now?
You
can't. There's penalties.
Of course, there's penalties.
Yeah.
And some people may not, you know, you're talking anybody from a couple years in. All of that is not, none of that, I should say. None of that is going to help you put food on the table right now. And for him to say that prices are going down is insane. And polling shows that. There's new polling out that says that almost 70% of people have said the economy is worse today. Worse. It is worse. So when he sits there and he talks about the prices are, you know, the Biden prices were, but they're going down now. Tell me one thing other than eggs, which went up because of, you know, the avian flu and all of that stuff. Eggs might be back down to where they were before, but nothing else. I can't. When I go to the grocery store, I don't know anything that has gone down in price.
My wife and I were talking. She went back and she was looking through some of the grocery bills. And I guess we were paying about, it's like $80 a week for these, like, kind of like we'd little things, butter and egg and all those little things. Sorry. And she looked back and she's like, if we're paying 78, we're paying like 125, 130 now. So it's a lot more.
It's a lot more.
Things have gone up a lot. And for him to say, oh, yeah, no, that's not the case. It's not accurate. Yeah. Beef prices are outrageous, too.
Well, yeah, of course, they are. And he's telling you to buy Argentinian beef. So
experts are saying that wouldn't work anyway. It would just hurt Americans. I'm so frustrated by all this because this is one area I think he's so in line with most politicians. He has no idea what regular people deal with.
Nope. What a saga Lackawanna County has become.
So happy to say I live there. It's good to be part of said saga.
Is there now some kind of dissension between Chris Shermack and Brenda Sacco?
Why the heck not?
It all has to do with a letter to Lackawanna County's president, Judge James Gibbons. So Paul Walker, who has been an attorney for Brenda Sacco and is now an attorney for the county after Brenda Sacco was put in temporarily into that position until this special election. According to Bill Gaughan, who's had his issues with the Democrat committee and who was the majority commissioner until last week, things got changed around and Brenda Sacco was the majority commissioner for this period of time. According to Bill Gaughan, he says that this is all part of a scheme by Brenda Sacco to remain in office. So the election board, what they have to do is they would be the ones who certify the results of this upcoming election, all of the races in the election. And there was a letter sent to the judge on Thursday, signed by the new county solicitor and also the election board solicitor. And they were asking for clarification from the court on the proper constitution of the Board of the Elections for the upcoming general election. There's an election for a county commissioner position. And because of that, a little while back, three judges were put to the election board rather than commissioners. Because of a, you'd be worried about a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So Gibbons said that they had appointed Judges Nealon, Bisignani, Moyle, and Ruggiero on the election board. And so why were they asking about that? They wanted clarification. It notes in this letter, while the office of commissioner appears on the ballot, none of the sitting commissioners are candidates or running for re-election. So in their mind, I guess what they're trying to state is none of these people are. So why do we need these other people there? Well, it turns out the judge, he said he sees no need for clarification in this. What I find interesting is that the judge also noted in his response that this is what the quote was. If the comments in the media from Commissioners Chermak and Gaughan are reported accurately, the representation that you write on behalf of a majority of the commissioners seems at best mistaken. So various media outlets have reached out to Chris Chermak to ask if he knew, if he knows about this, because if she's writing on behalf of the majority commissioners, obviously Bill Gaughan isn't one of them.
Right.
So, you know, who is it? So Republican Commissioner Chris Chermak has said he had nothing to do with the letter. Here's a quote. I'm not part of that, and I don't think a commissioner should be on the election board. He reiterated the position later because Paul Walker disputed that he wasn't involved. Chermak said again, it had nothing to do with me. I didn't have anything to do with it. I wasn't part of it. So that is very questionable. Why would Brenda Sacco send a letter through her former personal attorney who's been arguing for her to be on here and make it appear as though the majority commissioners are requesting this change? Chris Chermak does not believe they should be on the Board of Elections. So the question you have to ask is, why would you even do this? So if she were able to then be on the board, would she not have okayed it? We don't know. It's all very, very weird, isn't it?
And that's a nice way to say very confusing. Seems wildly.
Well, misrepresentation to say that you are speaking for the majority. So if that is the case, we've got a case of either she's lying or Chermak's lying.
Could it be a case of assumption? Just assuming, well, I'm sure they're with us. Maybe.
Or, okay, someone's lying or someone's mischaracterizing.
They won't
mind. Or someone misunderstood something.
Yeah.
So it would be very interesting to see. But the judge says, we don't need to talk about this. So it doesn't look like it's gone anywhere. But it's very weird. Do you ever look at the woolly bear caterpillar to predict winter?
Well, I stopped usually, I'd say about 20 years ago when I don't, what is this?
Oh my gosh. So they're the ones that are black with like a cinnamon kind of brown color in the middle. We've had a lot of them near my house. my dog sniffs it all the time. According to folklore, the amount of black on the woolly bear in autumn varies proportionally with the severity of the coming winter in the locality where that caterpillar is found. So the longer the black bands, the longer, colder, snowier, and more severe the winter will be. The wider the middle brown bear, a milder winter. I just want you all to know I've done my own unscientific study with the woolly bears near me. And I'm seeing a lot them, a lot of them with very large cinnamon brown in the middle and little bits of black on the end.
So what does this mean for us then, practically?
A milder winter.
Perfect. I'm going to put my shorts back on and cancel my ski trips. Not that I had ski trips planned, but...
Yeah. I'm not saying that it means anything with the actual winter. There are some people, it's like a folklore thing. But I've only noticed this year because when I see them, it's just a lot more of that middle brown band than I usually see.
Again, thank you. I mean, no one's going to say thank you. I will, because I haven't even noticed their existence. And here you are helping us to predict what the weather's going to be.
I don't know.
Good. It's good to have someone who's paying attention.
I thought it was important that you should all know that today.
I'm not mocking in any way. I think it is important. So, I didn't even know they existed. I really didn't.
A lot of times we talk about, you know, celebrities and how much money they make. When it comes to the Forbes list of the highest earning dead celebrities.
Ooh, I love this list every year. It gives me hope that after I'm gone, I can get rich.
Who would you guess is number one?
Dead celebrities.
And I'm talking singers right now. There's also other celebrities here's singers.
You know what's in top of my mind just because Halloween just passed and it's everywhere? I would say Michael Jackson.
Yes, you would be right.
Okay, all right.
Michael Jackson.
It was either Elvis or
one.
Michael Jackson I was going to go with.
Yes. Prince, John Lennon, and Bob Marley.
Oh, wow.
Make the top 10 list. I'm surprised. I thought for sure Elvis Presley
he's
would
not
be up there.
There. Huh?
I think he's there. I just don't think he's up near the top. I've got to go look. I just thought of that one on my own. I thought that would be.
Either going to be Michael Jackson or Elvis, but maybe times are changed. Have changed. Yeah, that's kind of wild. I was just thinking because the Thriller's been everywhere.
Yes, of course it has.
Just
been.
The residuals on that Halloween alone probably put Michael Jackson up top.
It's true. I mean,
who else has it? Like Mariah Carey, when she goes, she'll have a Christmas song that'll make her rich.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.